Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And a good afternoon, everybody.
I miss that song.
1987. It was from his greatest album, Sign of the Times. I could never take the place of your man. All she wanted was a good man and wanted to know. I thought it was qualified.
So good.
Anyway, hello.
Hello.
I'm a little discombobulated. I hate it when my daily routine gets thrown off.
I know.
And today I had to go to the doctor.
I know. I'm sorry again.
That's all right. Now I'm actually believing you.
I really am sorry.
That you are sorry.
Johnny's a lot sicker than you are. Jamie Monticelli got it. We've talked about this. Sam got it. I really am truly sorry.
You have infected the entire building.
I know.
But I went to the doctor today.
Yep.
And he was fantastic. Blood pressure was high. He thinks that's because of the coughing.
Yep.
Next thing I know, I end up at CVS. I end up at a drugstore, and there are 5 prescriptions waiting for me.
5?
5.
For each decade of your life.
Right. 4 for the cough. And I love this. He wasn't a doctor. He was a nurse practitioner, but basically the same thing. And he goes, I'm going to put you on this and this, and I'm going to put you on prescription Allegra. And I go, yeah, but that's over the counter. And he goes, let's make the insurance pay for it. And I'm like, you're
like
my kind of guy.
I like that guy.
I like you a lot. And anyway, so I'm on like prescription Allegra, prescription Zyrtec or Zyrcan or whatever it's called.
Antibiotics?
One antibiotic because I have an ear infection.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have an ear infection, I found out today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
it'll
will
wipe that syphilis right out.
It will just wipe that rash right out.
I've got a bad rash down there, you know there.
And
down there where it counts.
Sun is shining. Birds are chirping. The birds in our yard today, I think there's this fall migratory happiness going on because they're everywhere. And this is how I know. I can hear them in our yard. I can see them. You know, we have those little stone bird bath things. I pull into work today.
For now. Flack.
I pull into work today. Dan Weinbaum, your car is something, it is a sight to behold.
It's quite the paint job, isn't it?
Tell me you work at a radio tower without telling me you work under a radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
Your car is covered.
About a week ago, the birds started showing up. And
they did. That's why I'm parking out front nowadays.
That's why I'm parking way in the back 40 of our...
My white car became brown earlier this week, I ended up having, I couldn't even bother taking it home. I had to go straight to the car wash.
But you'll notice that these birds aren't just defecating little blobs.
No.
Oh, no,
they're
your car
dropping
is covered.
Seeds.
This is a covering. I saw your car last night.
You honestly, that's probably very acidic or whatever. You probably need to get into a car wash. It's probably not good for your car.
I'll be taking it in to get it washed. But yeah, sometimes you walk through the parking lot and these seeds are falling.
Those aren't seeds, Dan.
No, they are seeds inside the
excrement.
Excrement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Got it.
What do you mean seeds?
Well, they eat the
seeds.
Well, they
eat a fruit.
Yeah, they.
And then they will
expel
the seed part.
And does it grow? Obviously not in a parking lot or in a car. But if it were to land in soil, would it grow?
Yes.
Really?
Perhaps many of them. It's a circle of life.
Yeah. NBA, am I right?
Oh, we'll get to that in just a few minutes.
I very rarely turn on the television anymore before I come into work. You know, I will scroll on my phone and make sure I'm not missing anything big. But I do not waste my mornings, to me, doom watching national news anymore. I stopped doing that about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Until there is something big enough and shocking enough. And can you imagine the movie they are going to make about this enough? Where I said this afternoon, I got to watch ESPN. And I was stunned. I turned on ESPN. They were talking about Green Bay Packers. And I go, are you insane? What are you doing? So I'm flipping around. I turn on CNN. CNN has gone wall to wall on this FBI bust.
So I was making coffee before I went to go to the doctor to get 5 prescriptions. Hmm. And whoever the news anchor was at the time said, we have breaking news. And this may be some of the biggest news of the year.
Yeah.
And of course, that catches my attention. I'm like, okay, are they hyping something that's really not that big of a deal,
right,
but they just need eyeballs or whatever? And I hear the name Chauncey Billups, former Colorado Buffaloes basketball player who played against KU.
Against KU when we were there, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was when we were there, but it was.
God, I remember that name.
It would have been shortly thereafter. And now, currently, until this afternoon probably, the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. An NBA Hall of Famer, Chauncey Billups is. And let me see when he played at Colorado. I mean, arguably the greatest player in Colorado basketball history. And he played at Colorado. Stand by. We'll get to it in a minute. Anyway, this gigantic sports gambling scheme that involved 4 of the 5 major Italian mafia families in New York City.
There's 2 schemes, actually. There's the
illegal
there's
the NBA
sports
one.
Betting, and then the high-tech poker cheating.
All right. He played at Colorado from 95 to 97, so you would have still been in school.
I would have still been there. I knew it.
I would have just graduated.
So, Dan, we were talking to the sports guys about this. We're going to get more into this hour. Really, the more egregious, shocking... What this is definitely going to be a movie, sort of like Rounders kind of thing, is with the poker betting, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. A $7 million illegal poker game scheme.
He was an NBA Finals MVP in 2004.
Where they're saying they put hidden cameras in chip trays. They were wearing like weird AI, like
high-tech card
high-tech glasses, lenses, and contact lenses so that they knew what the cards were going to show.
And lured victims to
yes!
the poker games.
Here's the problem getting in bed with the mafia. Whether you're an NBA player, allegedly, or not, once you get in bed with the mafia...
You never get out.
You never get out. So that even once you wake up one morning and you realize, and this is what happened with the Donaghy NBA referee, you wake up one morning and you think, like, I probably have gotten in too far here. The mafia is not going to let you stop making them money on the illegal thing that in the beginning you agreed to maybe do just a couple of times.
Would you care to guess when Chauncey Billups chose to go to the University of Colorado... What his second choice university was?
I'm sure it was KU.
It was KU.
That was during the Roy Williams era.
Mm-hmm.
So are they
mid-90s.
Going to prison? Like
Chauncey Billups may never, ever see free light again.
My next question is this. Are you really surprised? It's dirty. It's dirty out there. You know it's dirty
Dana,
out there.
Dana, this is
and, there's an allegation that a player was like, would injure himself, right? Or not injure himself, but say, I'm injured. And then tell people under the rug, like, don't tell anybody, but I'm not going to play tonight. Put a bunch of money on the other team.
So the allegation is, and help me out here, Kramer, that's Terry Rozier, who is still a current player. Well, until today.
Until today.
A current player. And Terry Rozier is alleged to have told people in this scheme, hey, I'm going to get into the third quarter. Let's say my over-under is 15 tonight.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to get into the game, but before I hit 15, I will take myself out with a fake injury. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So here's my question. If I'm in the NBA, all 5'2" of my womanhood.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues.
Yep. And
you've got a great outside shot.
And I know I'm not playing tonight. I know I'm not going to play tonight because I've pulled a hammy, but no one else knows it yet. No one knows it, but I know it. And no, maybe
they have to disclose that stuff.
I know. And the team doctor knows it, but just me. Is it illegal, Kramer, even if I pick up the phone and call my mom and say, hey, I'm not playing tonight, but no one knows that yet. And then my mom, whatever she does with that information, she goes on to one of the big betting sites and puts $100,000 on the other team.
Yeah, that's very illegal. Highly illegal.
So even if you're a player and you tell, like, my friend Scott,
no,
I say, hey, by the way, I'm not playing tonight. I just mention it.
It's only illegal if I bet on it. You telling me, hey, I'm hurt.
But me telling you I'm hurt, wink, wink, I'm not going to play tonight. And then you go out and place $100,000 on the other team.
There it becomes illegal.
Or on the over-under, there it becomes illegal.
It's akin to insider trading on Wall
Street. Right, it's exactly what it is, which is gets me back to my original question. You don't think players are doing that all the time? Whether accident, like they're not really intending to do it that way, but they tell somebody, look, I'm not going to play tonight.
Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan joins us in just a moment. Here on Dana.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Parks.
I don't think there are very few people that know more about sports and know more about sports betting than Alex Gold. Like the first thing this morning, Scott said, we got to get Gold on.
That is true.
You cover both of them. You understand the gambling side of things better than anybody I know.
I appreciate it. When Scott texted me, I knew right away.
No, here we go.
No, your response was, and after
right
I asked
away,
you to
I
come
knew,
on.
I knew it.
I said, can you join us at 2:15? You know the topic. And he goes, of course, I was figuring you would ask.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So let's start because we've got the side poker bet thing, which is crazy, something out of Hollywood.
So this is a two-tiered
But let's start with the NBA.
Yeah. And well, they're both NBA.
I know.
You know.
But let's start with the, oops, I'm injured, I'm coming out of the game. Chauncey, talk about the game and what they are alleging was illegally done with the NBA games.
And that involves Terry Rozier.
Correct. So the FBI is alleging that a current NBA player, Terry Rozier, he's been in the league for a while, that in a game back in 2023, in particular, that there were betting irregularities and that there were multiple bets in a very short period of time, totaling just under $14,000 for unders on his points. So for those that don't bet, so the over-under might be set at 10.5 points. And he allegedly told people, hey, under on my points, under on my, 5.5 rebounds.
I'm not going to score that many.
And hey, like, trust me, I'm not scoring that many tonight, right? And this is, we can get into this conversation about why that's so easier to manipulate with under markets versus over. I can't guarantee I'm going to score 30 tonight, but I can guarantee I don't score 30.
Right.
So anyway, so he's the player that is at the center of this. And then you do have an assistant coach and a former NBA player as well with the Cavaliers organization. That is Damon Jones. Those are the individuals, along with Jontay Porter. You guys may recognize that name.
Yeah.
Missouri.
Of course,
Missouri. His brother, Michael Porter Jr., is still in the league. Jontay Porter, 2 years ago or whatever, the story became a thing that maybe he was doing this, and then they were investigating, and here are the results. You know, we're seeing the results of the investigation today. They found out this is a much bigger ring.
Why would millionaires risk whatever for $14,000 in betting money that netted them 50?
And before you answer that, let me tell you that Terry Rozier this season is scheduled to make $25 million.
Yeah. Greed, I think, is the answer. I mean, without asking them specifically, right? Greed. He signed a 4-year, $96 million contract, Scott. I mean, this is someone in his career has already earned $160 million.
And he's going to go to prison.
If he's convicted, yeah.
So I have so many questions about the betting side of things. Why will they continue to allow betting on a player not performing well? To your point, I feel pretty good today. I might go out and score 30. I can't guarantee it. But I can manipulate going out and crapping the bed and scoring 5.
That right there is, if you're asking what comes of this whole thing, other than individuals probably going to prison,
yes.
From a sports betting angle, from an NBA angle, what comes of it is what you're hitting on it right there, which is we're going to see, I don't know if it's a year from now, 6 months from now, 5 years from now, you're going to see in a couple spots. One, leagues. You're going to see state legislators start putting in legislation to try to ban, A, prop bets across the board. And again, prop bets, for those listening, are, over, under, rushing yards,
yes.
Points, rebounds, assists. And in some states already, there's legislation where, you can't bet on a particular college program. I think in Illinois, you cannot bet on anything related to the Fighting Illini, University of Illinois. That's not in every state. And so I think, and maybe as soon as this January in Kansas or Missouri, it would not surprise me at all if you have legislators that will put forward legislation to ban all prop bets.
Especially, real quick, Alex, like for a kicker, why should you be allowed to bet that a kicker is going to fail on 2 extra points? Because that then opens the door, and I'm not saying a kicker's ever done this, to pull it just a little bit left if they've got a bunch of money on it. It just flings the door open for fraud.
No doubt. Yeah, I think, there's that specific bet. I don't know if that's one you can necessarily make. You can make, how many field goals are made on a night, though, or something, Dana. Over 1.5 field goals made, something like that. I think, if a kicker shanks it And the key is, again, the regular betting activity attached to it, you know? And so that's where, how did this all get flagged? There are companies out there, their job is to, you know, flag a regular betting activity. It's not normal for, let's say, a brand new sportsbook account to be made at pick your book, FanDuel or whatever, for a brand new account or any account to suddenly, in a short period of time, bet thousands and thousands on a random prop like that, you know, on an under for a quote unquote, you know, lower level player. I know Rozier made a lot of money, but he's not a household name like LeBron James or somebody like that.
Well, but he is a major, he's a starter.
Sure.
He's a major player but in the NBA.
He is, you know, Jontay Porter was what they call a two-way player. You know, you're basically their contract two-way, meaning G League, which is their developmental league, and then NBA. And those guys don't have as much skin in the game. So like Rozier is different. I'll give you that. Jontay Porter, he's not making millions and millions of dollars. So he, and you know, it's still dumb, but has more to lose.
But to put it into perspective, Terry Rozier is making half of what Patrick Mahomes makes every season.
Sure.
He is a well-paid player.
Yeah.
And he's gambling on $7,000 prop bets?
Yeah, well, that's the one we know of in this investigation they're able to link. You know, there might be other things. You know, there's also the fact that this is connected with organized crime. And so in Jontay Porter's case, at least according to the indictment from the FBI today, they allege, and he alleged to them, that he was threatened. His life was threatened because he was in serious gambling debt.
Yep.
Jontay Porter.
And so if you're asking, like, why would you do it? I don't know if that's the case with anybody else that's involved, but sometimes that's what happens. You know, now you would think if you made $190 million, you're not in serious gambling debt, but we don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. We don't know. Is he involved in something else?
Hello, so, Phil Mickelson. Just because you got millions of dollars don't mean you can't lose millions of dollars.
Fair.
Michael Jordan.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, this is the worst day if you're Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, if you're Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, even though this is not NFL today. But, you know, I think basketball is more susceptible, though, because of the reasons we discussed with the unders.
Oh, okay.
You know, basketball is a more individualized sport, you know, and just the nature of how the game is played. You know, an NFL game, yes, there are prop bets for, we'll just throw a random name out there, Isaiah Pacheco to go over 49 rushing yards on Monday night. Okay. But there's 10 other guys on the field. There's so many on your own team.
So many variables.
You know, you're to be able to guarantee you're not going to rush. Yes. Could you pull yourself out of game to an injury? That can apply to anything. That's
okay. So that's my question. Is one of the allegations that one of these players either faked an injury?
Terry Rozier.
Did like the soccer fall down. Oh, I'm hurt during the game specifically to put an end to, I can't score anymore now, to make it like to hide
what
they were doing?
That's exactly it. As Scott was saying, Terry Rozier is alleged to, in a game in 2023, there was the regular betting and all that. In that same game, I think it was the second quarter, he only played 10 minutes. He left for, I think it was an ankle injury or whatever at the time. And that was it.
Well, and the allegation went on to say that after that game, there was a group of people that Terry Rozier told, hey, I think he was... the over-under was 15, I think. If I may be mistaken.
Yeah.
But he said, don't worry, I'm not going to hit 15 tonight. I will take myself out before I hit 15.
Yeah, that's the way you can set it up. And that's why under bets are way more susceptible.
So it was a group of, I believe, seven people that he told. They all bet on Terry Rozier on the under. Then they get, once they cash in their bets, they all go back to Terry Rozier's house and count their money and split it up eight ways.
Oh my goodness. Here's the other thing, Alex,
and
you know this.
Rozier.
You think only seven people knew about that? You're crazy, because all of those seven guys have seven friends who have seven friends. And then you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who says, hey, listen, this is what I'm saying. And then that's where the companies that are paid to red flag this, it's not going to be four or five guys, because those guys are going to probably say, look, you didn't hear from me. I can't tell you how I know this. Mm-hmm. But I would, if I were you, I would place some money on this tonight.
It gets tricky. Now, this was seemingly so obvious if you know, based on the information from the FBI today, like how they figured out what was going on. But sports betting, frankly, the industry around when people make bets, especially if you're out in Vegas, so much of getting the better number or, hey, this is a good bet, it's all based on information.
Right.
Now, not to the extent of like the player tells you, I'm not going to try to score 5 points tonight or whatever in a basketball game, but you talk to anybody that's been around legal betting too. We're talking legal betting in Vegas or whatever for many, many decades. when they see, you know, the Chargers are 3-point favorites tonight, earlier in the week, maybe they were 3.5 or whatever, they base their bets also not only just off the number, but information they are hearing. I mean, we're
and they're always right.
We would be naive to think that there hasn't always been information shared. It's just this is a direct way to flag it.
Can you stick around for one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't even touched on Chauncey Billups. We haven't even touched on the poker.
And how do you get contact lenses that show you what the cards are reading?
All right.
This is out of a movie.
Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan will join us on the other side here on...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On Dan and Parks. All right, the FBI described it today as possibly the largest sports gambling bust of all time. Whether that's true or not, we're about to find out. We haven't even touched on part two of this story, and that is Chauncey Billups. If the name sounds familiar, it should. He played at the University of Colorado in the 1990s, chose Colorado over KU. He's an NBA Hall of Famer, and as of this morning, not at the moment, was the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. He also has been caught up in, Chauncey Billups has, in this gambling sting operation. But he's not, like Terry Rozier, accused by the FBI and the Department of Justice of spinning games and performances. What is his alleged role in all of this?
He's on the illegal poker game side of this. And they
are they related?
You can't make this up.
The reason, if you're wondering why the press conference was linked and why these are all connected, it all goes back to the link to the organized crime element. Otherwise, the fact that Chauncey Billups is an NBA coach gets the headlines, but that's the link between the sports betting stuff we were talking about is strictly because the crime family, organized crime families, are involved in both.
Four of the five major New York City crime families were involved in this scheme, allegedly. So how does Chauncey Billups play?
Yeah, so Chauncey Billups is, you know, the face of these games, they allege. So he was basically, his role was making it seem like the game was on the up and up. And yet,
you get to play poker with Chauncey Billups.
He's an NBA Hall of Famer. You know, this is a game that high stakes. We're going to play it in. You know, these are usually in like nice, very nice mansion. You know, very nice homes, and sometimes they have chefs in the like. I mean, it's a legit operation, and he made it seem legit and real. And then in this indictment, they allege that there were X-ray tables so they could see. You know, if anybody play poker, your cards are obviously face down. Well, that table was X-ray. They say. And so they could, you know, cheat that the card shuffling machine that somehow they
shuffled it a certain way, or whatever.
That's all what they allege. He reportedly, TMZ just came out with this within the last 20 minutes. He profited personally $50,000 off of one individual during a poker game in this entire thing. So the headlines, because he's an NBA coach and everything like that, but he was setting up in part of these illegal poker games, allegedly.
Chauncey Billups is worth, stand by,
I think 50 mil.
I mean, yes, it's greed, but is it addiction too? Are you addicted to the fame and to the money? And because you are an adrenaline junkie at that level of sport, you have to have something. We've seen this with other athletes who lose almost everything. And I'm not, you mentioned Michael Jordan, I mentioned Phil Mickelson, and you think, why are they doing this?
So one, a lot of these guys on their flights, when they go city to city, it's just a well-known thing. They play cards in the back of the plane. They like gambling. They like playing cards. I mean, this is not a...
Michael Jordan allegedly bet $1 million on a hand in the back of a plane one time.
This is a pretty well-known thing. Anybody that's followed, especially the NBA, for whatever reason, that's just where it typically has always been more than other sports, as far as these kind of side card games and things like that. And so Chauncey Billups, who coached the Trailblazers last night in their opening night game, there was a clip that is now, of course, come to light again, where he basically was joking with a member of the media saying, like, you know, basically joking about, like, you know, I'm all in with the chips, or, you know, I like, you know, basically, and now the clip is viewed way differently. But the point is, it was well known that Chauncey Billups likes playing poker. Like, so this is just, so you're asking, why would he do it? I think he likes gambling. And then he found a way through this connection, allegedly, to profit. And they, defrauded a lot of individuals.
Does no one think at the time, now you've got all the individuals that were defrauded that are furious, but does no one think at the time when the mafia starts seeping into your operation? And we saw this in the Donaghy NBA referee case and the great 30 for 30 on that. Does no one ever think, in the beginning, the mafia is going to play nice with us, but this is going to come to a point that once you're in bed with the mafia, they're not going to give up that revenue stream. There's going to come a point where maybe you do want to get out and you can't, or if you do, you end up with concrete on your shoes in the bottom of a river.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. Yeah, I mean, why? I'm sure there's... you know, whether you watch those, you know, some of the documentaries on this American Greed series that's out there, whether you're, you know, if you're somebody that's listening that's in law enforcement, I'm sure the question you just asked is probably the great mystery with a lot of this stuff. Like, why would you get involved in something like this and not think there's any consequences to not only from the feds in this case, but also, like you said, just being involved in organized crime? It's not just like, you know what, I'm done doing these illegal poker games. I want out. It's probably not how that works.
Chauncey Billups earned $107 million in his NBA career. He is worth $35 million.
$35 million, okay.
Where did the other $72 million go?
Wow, that you could say. So when we look up career earnings all the time for NFL players, like so-and-so, like we play a game on the show a lot where it's like, what do you, a guy retires and we're always like, what do you think he made in his career? And it's just something fun we do on our show. And you're like, oh, a guy made $125 million. There's the agent cut, there's taxes. So that's where a huge chunk. And then, some of them are way better with money.
All the houses, all the cars.
You know, some of them are terrible with their money.
Are people going to prison?
I don't want to speak on length. I have no idea. That's probably a question for somebody else. But yes, yes. It, simply put, yes, people are going to go to prison for this. How long and all that?
Because it's racketeering.
It's money laundering.
It's fraud. Times, however.
Also, I don't know if this play, you know, the interstate commerce stuff. I'm not the right person to talk on that end. But yeah, there's 31 people involved or whatever in this.
Here's what I'll bet. And I'm not a legal expert.
Did you just say bet?
Well, did you hear all the puns in the FBI press conference?
Oh, God.
Yes. Well,
Operation Royal Flush or
Operation Nothing But Bet?
Yeah.
I would like to take over the job of naming the FBI sting operations.
Yeah. Operation Nothing But Bet. That's actually pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what I would wager. Here's what I would gamble. Is that the FBI and the DOJ... they really want these four crime families out of New York. Chauncey, we're going to cut you some slack. We're going to give you 2 years in prison when you could be facing 25. All we need you to do is tell us, what did the Gambino family do? What did this family do? What did this family do? Now, your name from here on out is no longer Chauncey Billups.
Say, yeah. He has to go into witness protection.
You're going to live in a cabin in Wyoming next to a river. And nobody's going to know who you are, ever. Don't ever go to town. That would be my bet. No pun intended.
Yeah. And then this is going to be like 9 Dateline episodes. It's not even one.
I can't wait for the movie. The 30 for 30
and the movie?
Yeah. No, I can't wait
What
for
does
that.
The NBA do? Is the NBA today going, well, they told us that maybe this was probably going to happen and here we are.
I think the NBA has to put pressure on partners that they have a relationship with. Clearly in DraftKings and FanDuel and these partnerships and all that, all these broadcast feature sports betting lines and all that.
Sure.
I think if I'm the NBA PA, the Players Association as well, and I'm a player, I'm pushing the league to ban unders on prop bets for a couple reasons. One, the optics, but also if I'm a player and I actually get hurt in the third quarter, you're going to have people thinking I'm faking the injury.
So only allow the over?
Yeah, there's some people that will tell you they should get rid of all player props. I'm not there yet. I think unders, as we already discussed earlier, are way more susceptible to doing this.
Because so. That's the one thing you can dictate.
Correct.
Is your under.
I can't tell you that I'm going to have 10 rebounds tonight. There's a lot of, I might foul out. I might actually get hurt. The opponent might just be really good, right?
Well, but there are a million other prop bets. For example, there are prop bets, as you know, Alex, about the length of the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
I can't bet on those legally. Those are offshore books, though.
And I didn't know that.
For the same exact reason, though,
because it can be easily manipulated.
Because a singer could extend
Bingo.
The...
Yes!
In some legal books, not every state allows you, like the Gatorade color that they pour on the coach that wins the Super Bowl, right? That's a popular bet. Not every state allows it, when even in legal markets. And even with those, there's betting caps. You can only bet, I don't know, let's say it's $100, not 10 grand.
Right.
Because the same thing, it can be, someone can tip you off what powder of Gatorade color they poured in the cooler.
Right.
What about the flip of the coin?
I mean, that's a
total chance, right?
Yeah, you can bet.
But that's still a prop bet.
It's a 50. Yeah, but how, I mean, unless you think there's a false coin, I mean, how are you manipulating?
No, I don't know. We have glasses with spy stuff in them. I don't know.
No, we had tables with X-rays on it.
X-ray table, and there were there were the glasses. She's right. Contact lenses and glasses got red pre-marked cards, secret cameras in card trays, X-ray machines built into tables to read the face-down cards. And
Insanity.
For $70,000? Or $7,000?
Wow. No. The poker games were for
millions.
Yeah.
Okay. People are coming in for millions.
That is a $7 million indictment.
The NBA, you know, bet fixing or whatever is the bigger headline today for people. The money is more tied on the poker side of things. Today, I think the director of the FBI said tens of millions because of the way the legal sports betting market works and how things get flagged. There's no way, like on that one game we referenced, nobody was making tens of millions. Like, you just can't bet that much.
Mm-hmm.
The poker game, somebody could have gone in there and been playing 100 grand a hand or whatever, you know?
Well, my guess is that there are a handful of people right now who either used to play or currently play in the NBA mm-hmm. who are getting new driver's licenses, new passports, new addresses, and they're turning on the Gambinos and the other three families.
But Scott, they have now given up probably their freedom, their money,
their lives,
their livelihood, their lives, and will be running from the shadow over their shoulder.
Or at least looking over their
shoulder. For the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And Alex said this during a break. He said, well, they're in federal custody today. You won't think the mob can get to you in federal custody? I would just...
History would say yes.
Right.
Here's to hoping can, I don't but... make bail.
Right.
Yeah, it's this story is not over either by any means.
Hey, always appreciate your time,
thank
man.
You guys.
You're fantastic. Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan here on Dana and Parks. So I handed him my bottle.
Oh.
He drank down
My last swallow. I think that's one of the greatest songs ever written and performed in history.
Made a TV movie about it back in the early 80s.
Not sure that was a Run Do Not Walk, but
Kenny Rogers was in it.
What a
he
song.
Was the star. This story, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody on Facebook who was saying, all I'm hearing is blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
Don't get the sports, don't confuse the sports with the real story here. And that is the gambling corruption. That is the real story. That is where, if there is to be a movie about this, it's a quarter sports, three quarters Gambino and other New York City crime families and their infiltration into the gambling world and tweaking the system in their favor.
Because, you know, for those of you that were fans of The Sopranos, I don't think they're necessarily these crime families going in and shaking down delis in New York anymore. And
over their cigarette machines or whatever.
Or coin operated scams and scandals or you know, any number of the things that led to their power in the 70s and in the 80s. They had to adapt and find new ways.
And they did.
To scam people out of money. And if this is true, and I believe it is, I've always thought there was a dirty underbelly to all of this stuff. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it took them 6 years to prove it.
You know, and I'm with Alex on this. There has to be some major revision to the way that gambling is done regarding the underperformance of a player.
Period.
Especially in sports like, for example, whether a quarterback completes 24 passes in a game.
I would say any of those sports, Scott.
anything that is an individual performance. Like,
the kicker!
Yeah, or a batter in baseball.
Yep.
Are they going to get one hit?
I just swung in the dirt. I don't know what I was thinking.
What is the chance that he's going to homer? These are all things that an individual player can control.
Can manipulate.
Great. Better word. Thank you.
Now, can manipulation still happen? Yes, but it's a whole heck of a lot harder when it's an entire team.
Well,
it's an entire team sport.
It's a lot harder when it is a sport where the teams have 11 players on it. For example, soccer, football, baseball has 9 players on the field at any given time. When you get into basketball, where there are only 5 players on the court for each team at any given time, one player can really
can
manipulate that game.
Can swing it.
And then what do you do about individual sports? Golf, tennis.
I don't think you allow it for that same reason. I really don't. Especially for some of the players who are struggling so hard just to keep their cards, Scott, with golf. I'm not saying that maybe golf's a bad example, but some of the players that aren't making the millions and millions and millions of dollars, which is most of them, mm-hmm. where you can see maybe if somebody's down on their luck, there's a reason when you go to work for the feds, they ask you, do you owe anyone money? Do you have a gambling problem?
Well,
they don't want you to be opened up for extortion or blackmail.
Or bribery. 2 points real quick. You could still do golf and or tennis with the over.
Oh, absolutely.
You couldn't do it on the underperforming.
Yeah, this woman or man is going to shoot the round of their life. I don't think they're going to shoot the worst round of their life because for all of the reasons we've talked about.
But back to your argument about the federal government, your ex-husband and my ex-wife were both applying for jobs for the federal government at roughly the same time. And I distinctly remember being called downstairs.
Yep.
And the FBI was waiting for me in a conference room. The FBI.
Yeah.
And they said, Are you aware of any gambling debts that Shonda has?
Or any debt. They don't want you in debt.
I know, but they specifically hammered me on gambling debt. Yep. Does Shonda gamble? Have you ever seen her gamble? I'm like, no. Does she have any gambling debt that you were aware of when you were married? Oh. No. And they wanted to know everything.
They don't want you trading government secrets for 50 grand.
913-586-7798. News with Dan Weinbaum. Coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.